Just chatted with our good friend Steve Bug from Great Lakes Credit Union last week. We had a soundtrack for that because I was broadcasting live from the United Center ahead of the Hawks game. A little bit more peaceful today, Steve. Thanks for hopping on with us again.
Thanks for having me this evening.
You talked last week about Small Business Month and all the things that you do for small businesses. We always touch on community, and we're going to dive a little deeper into uplifting the community on today's episode, simply because there's a lot going on, Steve. We tied the record for the longest federal government shutdown. There's a lot of geopolitical and internal political things happening in states and countries. We don't have to dive into all the ins and outs of that, but what does GLCU do to help your members and the wider community, even if they aren't members?
That's a great point. Right now, we know there's so much going on in all of our communities. And so one way that we're really helping those that are impacted from the government shutdown, and in particular, our federal workers, are by partnering with the state of Illinois on a $50 million loan program that the state has made available. And so we want to help these federal workers stay on their feet during this uncertain time. So we've been going out to federal facilities with our retail team members to really aid the workers and to offer them a 0% loan. They can get up to $5,000, 90 days to their first payment. Hmm. It is spread out over 2 years if they need that long. It does take a credit review, and they do have to show that they are a federal worker by pay stub. But it's really meant, John, to help support them during this gap, and certainly we hope that everybody can get back to work much sooner than later. But this program came up over the last couple of weeks. Our chief lending officer, Fred Campobasso, worked with the state in offering this program, and we know, according to the state, there's 153,000 federal employees that live and work in Illinois. So we're just really proud to be able to participate and help them. And John, you don't have to be initially a member of the credit union to take advantage of this. So certainly our members can take advantage of it that are federal workers, but other federal workers can come to us and become a member of the credit union for $1, and then they can apply for this loan.
And I know a lot of people will...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that a lot of people will wonder, well, why can't federal workers go a month or so without getting paid? They're paid pretty well, and we could debate on that all the time. But you never know who's living paycheck to paycheck, number one. You don't know who just flipped on the furnace for the first time in the middle of the government shutdown, and that didn't work, and now your HVAC's $10,000, and you're putting it on the credit card, which you and I, Steve, know has an APR of like 26% or something along those lines. So you're telling me you can give, even if you're not a GLCU member, prove you're a federal government worker, and that you're going to run a little credit report. 0%, you can spread over 2 years, $5,000. I mean, that's $208 a month. 0% to maybe fix something in the house that is broken down. Your kid had a surgery that they needed something immediately. I mean, those are real problems that you're solving for federal government workers.
Yes, and I think the important thing to remember is these federal workers still have to make rent, mortgage payments,
yeah,
car payments, put food on the table, pay their credit cards, as you just stated. So this helps them fill that gap so that they can take care of those essential items that are really important to them. And so far through this program in the last couple weeks, we've funded over 80 loans for over $350,000. And so just think about the impact of those. And our team continues to go out and meet with federal workers at these federal facilities. But also, the credit union goes one step further, John. So for those that are Great Lakes Credit Union members, we do have other programs to help them. So if they have a loan with us today, we can offer skip a payment options. We also have forbearance assistance as another avenue that members can explore. And then we also have our short-term loan product that we call Fast Cash that can really just help members manage expenses at an affordable rate. Hmm. And also, what we're really seeing an uptick in is the need for our financial education and counseling. A lot of the federal workers, and right now others in the community that are impacted in multiple ways, want somebody to talk to about budgeting. How can they handle their finances during this very difficult time? And so our counselors are available to talk to anybody. Again, you don't have to be a member of Great Lakes Credit Union to utilize these services.
I want to talk about that fast cash thing for a second. This is not a judgment on why what it's called. I mean, that makes sense. You need cash, you need it fast. Some people hear that phrase and they might go, well, that seems like a payday loan thing. No. You're a nonprofit financial institution whose goal is to lift communities up by keeping dollars in communities and helping people lift themselves up. This is a short-term loan product that is probably, I mean, I'm sure there's a rate on it, but way different than a payday loan or something like that, right?
Absolutely, and it's really meant to just fill that gap for a short time, and we have a lot of our existing members that utilize that until they get their next paycheck, and then they'll pay that back, and they may use it later on if the need arises. And to your point, John, we know a lot of people have emergencies come up, car repairs, you mentioned heating right now, and so these programs are really part of what our mission-based work is at Great Lakes Credit Union, to really support our members and also to support the community through banking for a greater good, and also the extension of our counseling services are just another way that we can provide that ability for our members or folks in the community to think about maybe their finances a little bit differently, and we can provide some budgeting assistance for them as well. I also want to suggest one thing for everybody to remember is a lot of people are going through a lot right now. And so we at Great Lakes, along with family and friends, go out and volunteer in the community. But I would really challenge all of the listeners to do what you can to help support folks in the community, even if it's going out and volunteering at a local food bank. We recently ramped up our volunteer services. And I'm just amazed at the need of volunteers at all of these local food banks during this time.
Absolutely. And I think people do. They want to rise up and help people out, right? I think that's what makes us special as our country. We always, despite political differences in the worst of times, and we come together. I mean, that's when we come together the most. I think we're seeing it from restaurants right now in Chicago offering benefits or discounts for folks that are on SNAP and losing their SNAP benefits. We could go on. I think it's great that GLCU fosters that. Steve, we're just out of time. I do want to say again, congratulations. We talked about this once before, but the merger with the Chicago Municipal Employees Credit Union is complete. You continue to expand what you're doing at GLCU. Congrats on that, and thanks for all your help with all the federal employees and everybody else, too.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
That's Steve Bugg. Great to chat with him, as per usual.